if you're in the faith. What would that look like? I want to take a little time and share with you what one of the Puritan fathers did. This is by Thomas Boston, and he wrote this about himself. He examined himself as a Puritan pastor. You talk about guys that were meticulously committed to the Word. The Puritans were, and that's why they're so referenced and loved by Bible believers today. And so here's what I want to do. I want to give you Thomas Boston's evidences of spiritual life, or you could say evidences of saving faith, faith is in me, saving faith abides in me. And I want you to check yourself out as I check myself out. Now, when I went through this, it gave me joy and assurance. And I think as we go through this together to help give you joy and assurance, number one, and first thing Thomas Boston said was, he says, I'm seeing and understanding things I could not see and understand before. Think about that. As I look back before my conversion, and I think about what did I see and understand about God, and I look back since that time, and that gives me assurance that I have saving faith. I'm seeing and understanding things of God that I didn't see and understand before. He has some sub-points under that. He says, I now see the darkness of my heart. Do you increasingly, as time goes on and you study the Word and you're in the preaching of the Word, see the darkness and depravity of your old heart? He says, secondly, another sub-point, I see my ever-present lust to disobey. Are you deeply aware of an ever-present lust to disobey God? He said, I see it just, it's uglier to me now than it ever was. And Thomas Boston says, and there's a lot of scriptures support these, that's an evidence I'm in the faith. Secondly, he says, I see Christ as precious, lovely, and greatest of all, and I would be willing to lose all for Him. He's not saying that that was instantaneous there the day he was saved. He's saying as I'm growing as a Christian, that's what I'm seeing developing in my heart, that Christ is more precious, Christ is more lovely, Christ is more great than I ever imagined. And I'm more willing today than ever to lose all to honor Him. Number three, I see my total and desperate need for Christ. I seek for Him. Number four, I'm beginning to trust Christ in times of need and trouble. Have you noticed when you're a young Christian and you get in a time of crisis, you quickly run back to the flesh methods of dealing with crisis? But as you grow as a Christian, you begin to run to Jesus, and your trust in Him in the crisis is greater than it was before. That's an evidence here in the faith, according to Thomas Boston. Well, I like this one here. A fifth evidence, he says, is the Spirit helps me in prayer. I start my prayer cold, but I end with life, joy, and peace. Has that ever happened to you? It just gets warmed up as I have that type of... He said, that's an evidence saving faith is in me. I'm a child of God. Number six, the sixth thing, he says, my sins are a burden to me. I loathe them. They make me sick. The longer I know the Lord, the more I loathe my sinfulness. Number seven, there is kindled a flame of love for Christ within me. Number eight, I have a love for His Word that I did not have before. Even His commands that my flesh resist, I love. Does that ring a bell to you? The things in the Word that my flesh repels, but there's a part of me that loves it. Because I love my Lord. I love the people of God, those who truly know Him and honor Him. I rejoice when the work of God thrives. Does it bless your heart? God's been saving meeting and senior adult men here real regularly. Something I don't know that we've ever seen like this before. Does that bless your heart? Rejoice when I see God doing those kind of works. 11, I love the ordinances of the church. I love the beauty and the glory of baptism and what it shows forth. And I love the beauty and the sweetness and the oneness of the Lord's Supper, the communion we take together. Number 12, I deeply desire to be clothed in His righteousness and stripped of my own. There's a part of me that yearns, God, when will I get up rid of this flesh package and have my new body that won't have any desire or passion to sin and rebel? 13, during times of trial and hardship, I am blessed in drawing especially close to Christ. I find that when it's a really tough situation, somehow I get closer to Jesus, and the pain of that situation actually can be a blessing because of His nearness. He said, that's evidence that I'm a child of God, I'm in the faith. 14. There is a sickening in my spirit and a righteous hatred of those who are hypocrites and give feigned obedience to God. It sickens me to see those who don't love God but act like they do. He said, that's an evidence I'm a true child of God. Number 15. I know Christ better today than I did before. He's just saying overall growth is an evidence that you're in the faith. Number 16, I love Christ more than before. 17, I have grown in faith. I trust Him more than I did before. 18, I'm more watchful over my heart than I was before. 19, I have more contempt for the world than I did before. I think that means before conversion, but also as a growth pattern, you're seeing that increase in your life. And then 20, I realize my inadequacy and my need of Christ as my Lord and God more than before. Now, if you came to me and said, Pastor, I'm struggling with whether or not I'm saved, that's what we'll go over. Plus, we'll look in depth at the words. I'm not going to take you to the circus of works. I'm going to take you to the Word of God and examine, is that there? And is it growing? And is it real? So instead of us believing that we've done the proper work, or we've done the proper ritual, or we've gone through the proper motions, which again, now listen, if that is true, if to any extent again, you did something that completed the deal, completed the contract, as some might say, and you're trusting that for salvation, then to some extent, God is in debt to you. God owes you salvation because He made up the contract, He did His part, you did your part. If that's your thinking, then in some sense, God is in debt to us. But if not, then we just simply say, there is a new thing inside of me. It is called faith. It abides in me. The amen is there. The fruit and the evidence is there. And it's all of grace, and it's all the gift of God, and we are debtors to God, and we are debtors to God's love toward us. Do you remember Robert Robinson? He lived in 1735 and died in 1790. And you should remember him because you're in debt to him. Robert Robinson was a teenage thug in the streets of London. He ran with a gang in London and rebelled and was always in crime and in trouble. And one night an evangelist was in town, and he and his gang went to the evangelistic campaign just to scoff and deride the evangelist. You know who the evangelist was? The great George Whitefield. The man that literally shook two continents preaching these very doctrines, the doctrines of grace, evangelizing those continents. And God was giving great fruit to his work. Well, Robert Robinson went to that evangelistic meeting, and instead of scoffing and deriding Whitefield, he was gloriously converted and became a pastor himself, a Baptist pastor, and wrote a hymn. That hymn's called, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Remember that hymn? Here I raise mine Ebenezer. That's a monument to the gift of God or to the glory and work of God. Here I raise mine Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Here it is. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Jesus sought me when? After I believe? No, he sought me when a stranger. See, these doctrines are not new, and they're not new to Baptists. They're old, and they're Baptists. Then he says it in verse 3, oh, to grace how great a debtor! Daily I'm constrained to thee. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Robinson is saying, I myself will wander and leave, and but God, you take the goodness that you have told me and bind me to you. Prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. That's the way we are in our flesh, even if we're saved. Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Faith is the assurance of salvation. Are you aware of the presence of faith in your life? Have you experienced the amen of faith in your life? Have you understood what active abiding faith looks like and you've identified it present in your life? If not, here's my advice to you. Get along with God. Get on your face and say, God, I want to know I'm your child. God, I want to know I'm saved. God, I want to know I'm born again. And God, I'm not leaving until you give me that assurance. Because if I can talk you into some sort of mental gymnastics and all this stuff in your mind, then somebody wiser or craftier can talk you out of it. But when God does it in your heart, you're sealed forever and ever and ever.
The preceding message comes from the expository preaching ministry of senior pastor teacher, Dr. Jeff Noblet. For more information or other materials that are available, contact Anchored in Truth Ministries at www.anchoredintruth.org or call us toll free at 1-800-565-PRAY.